Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Deeksha Saxena, and today we will be discussing the Union Cabinet decision. We have with us Mr. Deepak Dash, senior journalist. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved three new corridors, RK Ashram Mark to Indraprastha, Aero City to Domestic Airport T1, and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj as a part of Delhi Metro's Phase 5A project. It consists of 16.076 kilometers, which will further enhance connectivity within the national capital. So before we delve into the discussion, let's listen to the Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav while he was briefing the media about this decision.
16 kilometers will be added to Delhi Metro network with 13 more stations. With this, Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometers. जो अपने आप में बहुत significant है, बहुत ही बड़ा एक achievement. ये जो तीन आज corridors approved हुए हैं, रामकृष्णा आश्रम से इंद्रप्रस्थ 9.9 kilometers at an investment of 9,570 crores. Aero City to Airport Terminal 1, 2.3 kilometers, 1,419 crores. Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj, 3.9 kilometers, 1,024 crore rupees. इस एक्सपेंशन से दिल्ली में 33,000 टन CO2 emissions every year will be saved because of these three corridors.
We just heard the Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav, briefing the media on the cabinet decisions. So, Mr. Dash, taking a cue from what he just said, I would like to understand from you. First of all, could you explain the new routes that have been approved for the metro corridor? How will it further enhance the ease of commuting in Delhi?
What the minister said and cabinet approved today is of huge significance to Delhi and NCR, the national capital region of Delhi. That's primarily because of a severe AQI. The second, traffic congestion is increasing in a rapid manner. So these decisions are very significant. And that, look at the timing of these decisions. When it comes to ease of travel, Delhi Metro has been one of the biggest performer, best performer across the country, rather across the globe, when it comes to urban transportation. These three corridors have huge significance and for a very long period. One of the major projects is RK Ashram Mark to Indraprastha, which passes through the central Vista area where, you know, all these new common central secretariats coming up. You have Parliament and North and South Block, which will be converted to museums. So this entire corridor of 9.9 kilometer, it will be a huge infrastructure, transport infrastructure for that particular area. What happens, the biggest benefit is that people who are coming from Noida, Ghaziabad, now they need to come to Rajiv Chowk, which is in the central Delhi. From there, you take another train to come to Nirman Bhavan or to Central Secretariat Metro Station. Now, because of this particular new link, that will bypass Rajiv Chowk. So what will happen, people who are coming from the east part of Delhi and Ghaziabad, Noida, they can directly come to Indraprastha by existing Blue Line. From Blue Line, they will take this new train to reach Central Vista, to all the government offices. And as the minister rightly said, they are expecting that around 60,000 people working in these government offices will be commuting every day. And on the top of that, since Central Vista has been expanded and has been, you know, improved in a big way, after the entire stretch has been revamped as Kartavya Path and new Kartavya Bhavans. So this particular stretch is going to see huge footfall. Even now on weekends, we see that, you know, footfall increases beyond 1.5 lakh. So the government expects that in next few years, it could be actually up to 2 lakh. That's primarily because two reasons. One is that India Gate, then the entire Kartavya Path area, then you have two museums which are coming up. See, this stretch is going to make a huge difference. So I think this is one of the biggest decisions, and this is being done to cater to the need of next maybe 50, 60 years. Second part, Aero City to IGI T1. That's also primarily because many people who are going to the airport, they face this problem from, you know, the current Aero City, you have to either take a cab or a shuttle service. That's reliable, there is no doubt about that. But once you have a metro system, it will, you know,
Alternate option.
And also you can easily reach there. A third thing about Tughlakabad, Kalindi Kunj, again, that's also going to improve the connectivity. People can travel seamlessly. One good thing that we have seen after this Delhi Metro expansion, that now if you are coming from any part of NCR and you want to go to another part of NCR, actually you don't have to face any problem except that you have to change the different lines from blue line to yellow line or blue line to magenta line. It's simply that, you know, it has become very seamless. You don't have to go out of the system. You have to be in the subway or the metro system and you change from one place to another. Third thing is ease of living is primarily because going by road, because of this increasing congestion, there is no certainty by what time you will reach. So metro assures you the punctuality. So that's a huge ease of living, ease of movement. And as we say, mobility is also economy, you know, because if people can easily go from one part to the other, now that increases their productivity, that increases their employability. So overall, this entire project, which has been approved with a cost of 12,000 and around 15 crore, so that's going to have huge impact. If I can tell you what the minister said, since it's a project, DMRC is a special purpose vehicle. It's a corporation in which Delhi government and government of India have share. So the equity of Delhi government and government of India will be about 1,759 crore each. And the rest amount will come through loans. Usually these come from multilateral loans because the interest rates are low.
You have given us a very lucid explanation on why this decision is important today. Here, I would like to understand from you what else needs to be done in the national capital, because as you said that the congestion is increasing and more vehicles are plying on the road and people are obviously preferring better options. So what are the other areas which still need to be connected in the national capital?
One thing is very sure. See, transportation in public transportation, if you have robust public transport, mass rapid transport, that is the best way to travel in any city or in an urban agglomeration like NCR. So we have seen the example of RRTS, Namo Bharat train, which has started between Meerut and Ashok Nagar, New Ashok Nagar in Delhi, which will be extended to Saraikala Khan in Delhi. So that has also helped us in a big way because, you know, people who used to live in Delhi or, you know, used to stay on rented accommodation, buy a car, or whereas they have a house outside Ghaziabad or close to Meerut, which are a little more open. Now people can actually stay there, commute. So going by that example, how RRTS or Namo Bharat train has benefited large number of people because you can reach within 30 minutes from Meerut to Delhi. Similarly, two more other lines are coming up. The Public Investment Board of Government of India has already given approval for two other RRTS corridors, Namo Bharat corridors, that is Delhi to Panipat and Delhi to Bawal in Haryana. So once these two projects also, you know, become operational, we'll see people commuting to Gurgaon, people commuting to Sonipat, a little beyond that up to Panipat and Karnal. So those will be of huge benefit to people. That's number two. So far as the mass public transport system is concerned, Haryana government is also coming out with an orbital rail corridor. I think one that also, you know, becomes operational, we'll see quite a lot of people shifting to that mode of transport. In Delhi, I think now the government is putting more focus on bringing buses, electric buses, which can, you know, which are of smaller size, lesser seating capacity and can go to different areas. You know, like it can connect from one small area to the places where people work or they go for study. So the Devi bus system that has started. A huge focus is on all these new clean mode of transport. I think that is the biggest takeaway from all these decisions. Metro is clean primarily because it runs on our electricity and a significant portion of that also is coming from solar power. Come to buses, government has, I think, taken a clear decision that all DTC buses in Delhi will be now in electric. Third, as I told you about the other RRTS and, you know, orbital corridor, railway corridor, once all these come are put in place, I think we'll have a better future.
In fact, you mentioned that the connectivity is being expanded to Panipat and Sonipat as well, which is far beyond the periphery of the national capital Delhi. So I would like to have your views on the very fact that the government is very much focused on easing public transport and also improving the urban infrastructure. What are the plans to improve the urban infrastructure in the coming years when we talk about places apart from Delhi?
So these are the examples that I gave you, RRTS, orbital corridor. These are beyond Delhi. For Delhi, you have Delhi Metro, the core metro. But Delhi Metro is also in the NCR, from Delhi to Noida, Delhi to Electronic City, Noida, then Delhi to Millennium City Center in Gurgaon, then Delhi to Faridabad, up to Ballabgarh. So once these systems are there, these bring a lot of benefit to people. Third thing that we see also, you know, I think a lot of focus is also slowly increasing to have more local railway train system. I think there is also, there are some plans to improve the entire proposal so that, you know, people commute easily between different cities. The biggest takeaway of all these initiatives, as I told you earlier, number one, that people should move seamlessly without any hassle. Punctuality is an assured time of travel. You know that you are starting from Noida. You will reach Rajiv Chowk in 30 minutes. Nothing works better than this. Third, that mode of transport should be clean. So this entire e-bus service that is happening across the country, particularly in the big cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Jaipur, all those cities. So once all these things are put in place, this will not only improve ease of living, ease of transport, but also ease of business and more employability.
I would also like to have your views on the very fact that there are other cities in the country as well which have a huge metro network. So can you also give us the details about it?
If you go by what government said today, and that's also very significant. So the cities that had metro lines in 2014 were only 5. By 2025, it's 26. If you take Delhi NCR 1, so that's one. Then you have Mumbai has got metro. Jaipur has got metro. Pune, huge expansion of metro happening. Ahmedabad, huge metro expansion happening. Then Lucknow. So almost like now every city is demanding metro. So there is a clear benefit primarily because, as I told you, it's a clean mode of transport. At one point of time, more people can travel. Bangalore metro, look at that, you know, the success of Bangalore metro. But there are also some proposals which have been doing rounds, is the, you know, like new mode of transport, that is, you know, neo metro in smaller cities, you know, where you can have, rather than having this rail system, other modes of transport where more people can be traveling at one point of time. So I think, and because metro becoming a successful model, now it's getting replicated. Bhopal is also getting metro. So I think every city is now eyeing to get metro. All these new cities, which are, you know, rather cities which are growing, now they also realize that there is a need to have a metro system which connects the parts of city in a big way.
I would also like to understand from you, is it also towards our goal of Viksit Bharat and Atmanirbhar Bharat, because metro coaches are being built in India?
Now it has completely been made in India. Primarily, if you go back to metro phase 1, phase that time, you know, were largely dependent on other countries. Now all metros that we see are made in India. Rather, India is also exporting metro coaches to other countries. So that's a very encouraging sign. What has happened, if you go back to 3-4 years, a lot of standardization has happened in metro system. So, you know, now if you see, every city has similar metro system. So once you have a similar standard, similar mechanism or similar procedure, then your scale of production goes up. And that's the main reason why we see now that not only we are Atmanirbhar, self-sufficient, India is also exporting metro coaches to other countries.
When we see the metro network in India, and you also mentioned that we are exporting metro coaches to other countries, so when we compare it with other countries, where does India stand?
As of now, India is ranks third in overall metro connectivity or metro network. I think in next 3 to 4 years, we will be number two. So that's the biggest big achievement. So that's also primarily because of the increasing number of urbanization that is happening in our country compared to other. We are urbanizing very fast than other countries.
Mr. Dash, we discussed in detail about the metro network in the country, and I would like to have your parting comments on the very fact that the government is very much focused on improving the infrastructure in the country. We discussed metro, we discussed other means of transport as well, but could you also tell us what are the other initiatives to improve infrastructure across the country?
So in the current, you know, third term of NDA government, cabinet has cleared almost 12.35 lakh crore of infrastructure projects. And those are primarily, a big chunk of that is from the highway sector. Highway sector has got about 1.97 lakh crore projects which have been approved. That is, you know, high speed corridors, expansion of highways, and, you know, new greenfield expressways. Another big number is from the port and shipping. If you look at, you know, Vadhavan port, which is going to be one of the top ports in the across the world, which was approved, and work has also started to some extent. Shipping ministry has proposals almost like 1.45 lakh crore projects have been approved for shipping sector. Now, if you come to metro only, because we were discussing about metro, almost like 1.31 lakh crore of metro projects, like, you know, two corridors of Bangalore metro, then Thane ring metro, as I told you about, you know, Pune metro expansion happening in a big way, Chennai metro phase 2, Delhi metro, Lucknow metro, Pune metro. So all these projects have also been approved. PM Awas, which is, again, as you rightly talked about, ease of living. Having a house also makes a lot of difference. So almost like 5.36 lakh crore allocation has been made for PM Awas Yojana. So if you see, the entire focus of government has been on infrastructure. That's primarily because, as we know, infrastructure brings capital, brings more job. And third part is, it also makes living and also ease of business in our country.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Mr. Dash, thank you so much for coming to our studios and giving us such deep insight on today's cabinet decision. Thank you for sparing your valuable time.
Thank you.
Spotlight.